Welcome back to RPE. So today we are going to talk about routines, getting into routines, why they're important, and I really wanted to cover morning routines. What type of workflow do you have? So your work routine, do you have an after work routine? That's a really important mindset shift. And then night routines. So I really just wanted to dive into those with you today. So I hope you enjoy the podcast. All right. So today we are going to jump into the first true podcast, this series. I got my coffee, so I'm ready to rock. The first podcast that I put out this season was an interview with Tori Sullivan, who's a fitness instructor, owner, coach, mindset coach, health coach, nutrition coach. I mean, she really has a lot of credentials as well. And she started her own business here in Bolivar. So if you have not listened to that, she gives some awesome information, like super good information. So I would listen to that one and just like watch that that interview, because like she has some mindset shifts that I think a lot of people need to hear. A lot of them I have in my coaching system, but not to the same level. Like she deals with a certain type of mindset and population that she can really help. So yeah, so listen to that interview if you haven't already. It's honestly, it's incredible. Like just some of the stuff that and the value that she gives. So today I kind of want to talk about a routine and specifically why a routine is so important. And honestly, kind of dig into that. So when you hear the word routine, some people kind of like run away from that, and some people like push into that. Like some people are like, oh, I hate routine because it's mundane. I kind of just like when it's mixed up. I like when it's new stuff. I don't really care for simply the mundane type of routine that often people get like stuck in. And the other side of the token is routines keep me grounded. Routines are what I need day in and day out. So we're just going to dive into routines and kind of talk about like why they're important and some tips that can really help you. So specifically, let's look at the day. So the day starts when you wake up, right? If you wake up and there's generally no routine, then it kind of just turns into like chaos every time you wake up. So because you might wake up later, you might wake up earlier. If you wake up earlier, you don't have something to fill that time, so then you just jump on your phone, or like maybe you make breakfast that day and you haven't made breakfast in like 3 weeks. And so a routine in the morning specifically can be a game changer for so many people. So when you start into your morning routine, it starts when you wake up. But a lot of people misunderstand, like waking up at the same time every day is very important. There's a number of reasons why it's important, and we can dive into sleep on a different podcast. And in my coaching, because right now I'm live with a lot of my clients, so if they have questions, they can just interact with this podcast. So in my coaching, we've talked about sleep hygiene, some sleep habits, and some tips that I have learned from some sleep scientists in understanding why sleep is so important. Is kind of like something we've dived into, but I can definitely hit that on the podcast too. So sleep's important. It's definitely an important thing, but a normal sleep schedule is important. So we'll get to that at the end, but part of that is waking up. So waking up at the same time every day allows your body to adapt to that time. So there's two types of proteins specifically that make you a morning person or a evening person, and you can train those protein structures to be more adapt to waking up earlier or later, because some people can only wake up earlier. Some people can only go to sleep at a certain time because they can't go to sleep. So that's the idea of like the night owl and the early bird. And so That's actually a genetic thing, and I think a lot of people misunderstand that. So that's a genetic thing. With waking up at the same time every day and going to sleep at the same time every day, very important. So that's the first step to your routine. The next step to your routine needs to be what part of your morning is getting you grounded. And so for some people, it's like reading the Bible or reading a book or reading something that kind of encourages you in the morning. Some people, it's reading something that gets them grounded. And I would honestly argue that's probably the most important thing to do. Other people can do like different types of podcasts or listening to something or listening to a book or the Bible or something like that that gets you, again, grounded for the day. That part put into a routine is so important. Having a morning routine is really important. So you have the part where you go to sleep at the same time, you wake up at the same time, and the good part about waking up at the same time every day is you can fill in that morning time. So it doesn't have to be chaos, like we just mentioned. Like you wake up and you don't really know what you're going to do, so you just fill the time. So what you do instead is you have a routine, you have a set routine, you have a set order of things that you do things in. And so if you wake up and you start off and you go to the gym, some people go to the gym right away, some people go to, a lot of people end up going to the gym, eating breakfast, or just reading, again, something that gets them grounded. And those are the things that I would say are more important in a morning routine. Waking up at the same time, reading, some sort of cardiovascular activity, or weight training activity. The reason I say exercise is so important in the morning is you perform better after cardiovascular activity. Specifically, your mentality and your brain performs better after cardiovascular activity. A lot of it has to do with the endorphins. A lot of it has to do with the blood flow. But there's a lot of research that backs up. If you are waking up at the same time and you are doing cardiovascular activity, your brain function is going to operate at such a higher level than if it's just the wake up, chaos, no routine, kind of an order that doesn't make sense, okay? So morning routines are really important. And now let's move into work routines. Work routines, this is a tough one because some of y'all, especially in healthcare, don't always know what your work routine is going to be. But you do know what it's going to be week to week. So specifically, I do a lot of training for healthcare workers. And so with healthcare, you know if you're in an outpatient setting, so maybe it's 8 to 10 hour days, or if you're in the inpatient setting and you know you're working at least 12 hour shifts, you know when those shifts are coming. So you can restructure your week to week based on your work schedule to have that work routine. And so the hard thing is when you dive into what you actually do at work. That's going to depend on just the profession. But I know for some, it's kind of you do the tasks that need to get done for that day. In others, it's like you work on the continual project or you do the same exact thing every single day. So whatever type of work you have to know that a workflow is very important. Very important if you're trying to show up with optimal energy and you're trying to accomplish as much as you can, whether it's a project or the same things you do every time, or you have to go with the flow and you have to care for patients, or you show up and you work with people or clients and so your schedule changes every single day, or you work at a store or a factory or something that you do the same things. Either way, understanding your workflow is important. If you have that job that does the same things the entire time, every single time you show up, you do the same thing, then implementing those breaks and optimizing those breaks and taking those walk breaks and what you do on your breaks. Do you just jump on your phone? Are you going to read something? Are you just going to let your mind like move away? Are you going to listen to music? Are you going to listen to a podcast? Something like that. Understanding what works best for you is really important during that time. If you're the person who has to go with the flow and sometimes you don't even get a break, that's going to speak to a lot of my healthcare workers. Like you have to do what you have to do because you have to treat that patient or that client. That type of workflow, you have to come in prepared. So your morning routine is going to be way more important, because your work routine might not be there for that day. But after you've dealt with that patient, or after you've dealt with that crisis, or after you've dealt with that unexpected thing that hits your schedule, after you deal with that, how do you respond to that? So your work routine, even though it feels like, man, I just can't have a work routine because I deal with people and it switches from day to day. Even in that, you can start to find a routine or a flow. Okay. And what I mean by that is, when are you documenting? When are you doing your paperwork? When are you jumping on the computer, checking your work emails? When are you doing those things, implementing those throughout the day, knowing, hey, I need to check my email 3 times. I don't know when those 3 times will be, but I need to do it at least 3 times. Hey, I need to do at least 2 short 5-10 minute walks. You can find those small things to implement and even give yourself a really rough sketch of what a routine could be. So that's for those people who honestly don't know what's going to happen every time they show up to work. People who know it's going to be the same thing every single time. And then the people who are working on a project. So it's a little bit different, but it's more progressive. With that type of work, again, that needs to be a similar workflow to that person who shows up and knows what they're going to do every single day, even though yours isn't necessarily known before you show up to work. You are progressing into a project or the same thing on the same path. And so with that, again, do you need a stand-up desk? Do you need a sit-down desk? How often do you do that? Is it better for you just to do like every other hour or every 2 hours, or 2 hours sitting, 1 hour standing? You just have to find that flow that starts to optimize your energy. And if you're working out in the morning, then you're going to come in with a little bit more energy. So maybe putting those tasks higher up in your schedule, that will require just a little bit more like focus, concentration, some like more brain power. Putting those earlier in your schedule will actually be an important thing for you. And that's going to be a good thing to keep into your routine is, hey, my more important things are earlier. That way, once noon hits and the distractions come, I'm ready. I've already accomplished the things that have to get done or that are super important to get done. So that's going to be the work routine. Post work routine. Okay. After you go to work/school, I know for those who are at school, you're like, man, you're not speaking to me. Show up to class, take notes, find a class routine, find a studying routine. But after class, after work, what does that routine look like? Are you just like, oh, I just have to abandon, I have to just get out of here and I just have to clear my mind? Or do you need to spend like 10, 20, 30, 40 minutes in letting your mind kind of like relax? If that's what you need to do, that's what you need to do. And in different seasons of life and at different types of work, you might need to do that. So you might need to implement, hey, I know that I can always add in this. I know that I can always add in that 10-minute walk just to really clear my mind or to de-stress or to listen to something or just to read something, or just to like walk out in nature and like get that fresh air because I've been inside all day. So whatever that post-work routine, that needs to be something that's implemented. Whether your routine is get off of work, put your stuff here, go to your car, drive home, change your mindset before you walk in the door. That can be as simple as what your routine is. It doesn't have to be anything crazy. And so I want you guys to know like post-work routines are important as well. And that's going to look different person to person, day to day. But having a structure that you know you can look to and be like, today I'm going to do that walk. Or different day. Today I'm actually going to be okay. So I'm just going to go straight home and I'm going to be good. And I'm actually going to get stuff ready. And I'm going to help with the meals, whatever it is, like with the kids, like then do that. Now, the last thing is, and we're talking routine, so this is very general. This is going to be the 80% of your week/month, not, oh, well, what if you have to hang out with friends? That's not really like what I'm leaning into. I want to know like your personal routine. What does that look like? Morning routine, slash workflow, post-work routine, that small amount of time that can be a big factor for mindset shifts and changes. And not to bring your work home and overwhelm your family or bring those burdens, leaving them there. How do you do that? How do you navigate that? That has to be something that you learn. So lastly, we're going to talk about night routines. And if you're in a routine throughout the day, then you're going to be set for a night routine because you're already a structured person. And we'll talk about the benefits to being on a routine. So lastly is the night routine. Night routine. What do you do prior to bed? Are you just staring at a phone? So there's some research that pushes into no phones for an hour before bed. A lot of that has to do with the blue light and just pushing into allowing melatonin to kind of flood the system. That way you're feeling more relaxed and being able to fall asleep when you want to fall asleep. So that's one thing. So are you staring at a phone? Are you reading? Are you allowing your brain to soak up more information? Or are you just kind of de-stressing and you're just like browsing Instagram or looking at a magazine? That used to be a thing. And so whatever your night routine is, it needs to be something that de-stresses you a little bit, something that calms you down. Do you take a shower, specifically a hot or a cold? A hot shower can really help with inducing heat proteins, which we've talked about with my clients and how important that is. Or you take a cold shower, and that can also have a different effect. Or you do contrast showers, hot and then cold, hot and then cold. What's the benefit? What helps you? Like, all of these different things can make a huge difference for your night routine. Night routines, though, they need to be the same thing every single night. And the most important one is falling asleep at the same time every night. That's not always going to be the case. It's not the easiest thing to just like get to the end of the day and be like, yeah, hey, I'm feeling great. Now I can definitely fall asleep. That doesn't always happen, okay? So I understand that. But at 9 o'clock is when I start to get ready for bed. At 9:30, I go to bed and I try to fall asleep. So hopefully by 10, I'm asleep. Then you can count, okay, then I'm going to get this many hours of sleep. I'm going to work off of this schedule. And then I'm going to push into my morning routine. Routines are important. Why? Why? Routines are important because we are creatures of habit. We will show up with optimal energy, being able to optimize our time and work and post-work and relationships and family if we are on a routine. You have to be on a routine, though. You have to. You can't just go with the flow. The reason you can't just go with the flow is you will be disorganized. It's not what you want to push into when you are literally a creature of habit. And so if you don't think you're a creature of habit, look at the foods you eat. Look at the places you go. Look at the house you live in. Do you live in a new house every single night? Are you hopping from place to place? Most likely not, because we're creatures of a habit. So routines structure us. They allow our body and our mind and our emotional status to adapt and to find a rhythm. Rhythms. Find that rhythm. That is why it's important to have a routine, because it helps you find a rhythm. And we really work out of rhythms. That's why your morning routine is important, your night routine, and your workflow. So push into a routine, even in the busy seasons. Your routines can change. They don't have to be the same thing every single season, but you definitely need to understand, I need to push into a routine. Whether that routine is something that looks the same for 12 months out of the year, or it looks different month to month, or for a lot of those healthcare workers, week to week. If it looks different week to week, that's okay. You can come in with the same blueprint and then shift it around. So have a routine and push into your routine. You will be better for it, all right? So thank you guys for listening, and we'll be doing these podcasts every single Saturday, all right? So stay tuned. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. And if you are struggling to get into a routine, or if you need a workout routine, reach out to me, because I do a lot of coaching with most of my clients on not just how to get into a workout routine or a nutrition routine, but also that mentality of getting into that morning routine, getting into the night routine. Like, what are some huge tips and tricks that I've used and that I do with a lot of my clients? So reach out to me and we can brainstorm if that is something that you need.